challenges for fantasy managers heading into Sunday week 3 is the fact that 5 backup quarterbacks are starting. So we have to rethink how we value wide receivers on those teams. According to Fantasy Pros, a composite of week 3 rankings, 4 of the 5, this assumes Brock Purdy sits, which as I'm recording this late Saturday night, he is questionable to doubtful. So we're assuming Mac Jones is out there, but 4 of the 5 are ranked in the top 19 to 22, which is pretty respectable. In fact, they're ahead, 4 of those 5 are ahead of Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers, and many other starters, normal, everyday starters. The Darnold thing can be a separate podcast, and you know my feelings on that, possibly, you know, how high I was on Darnold this summer, that his QB ADP was like 30 or something like that, and just didn't make sense. Just as I was high on him last summer. But this is not about Darnold. This is actually about another reclamation project that isn't quite a reclamation project because he's just a backup. But it's Carson Wentz. He has started 2 meaningless games the last 2 seasons, and it's respectfully that I say meaningless because it was the last week of the season, and he came in because his team wanted to rest the starter. The last time he played a consequential game was in the second to last week of the 2023 season with Washington. It's a famous game in some ways, at least when I think about it, because he clearly seemed overmatched as the season went on. And Ron Rivera, the head coach, started him that game. There were a lot of people who felt it was a huge mistake. Wentz threw for 143 yards and 3 interceptions. I think he rushed for a score, but he had less than 10 rushing yards. He took 3 sacks. It was an ugly performance. And what was so notable about it is that after the game, there was a post-game interview, and Rivera, when asked, you know, this, you're now eliminated from postseason contention, he said he was not aware that a loss that day would eliminate Washington. Which, of course, on a whole separate note, shocking, and it goes without saying. But Wentz was part of that story, that Rivera just decided, yep, let's go back to the journeyman, former number 2 overall pick, and see what he can do, when it seemed clear that Wentz was overmatched. What I find so intriguing heading into today's games is that Wentz has this second chance, that J.J. McCarthy's injury gives Wentz an opportunity to kind of pull a Baker Mayfield. And, of course, they're very different quarterbacks, and Mayfield was generally fine, fine for being a former number 1 overall pick is not great, but he was fine. But then when he got a shot at the end of, what, 2023 season, maybe, was it? And he looked pretty good and earned him a contract with Tampa Bay. That was his launch, his relaunch, essentially. Wentz has been more in oblivion in terms of usage. But really, the late 2022 season, when he was reinstalled for that 1 week, the writing was already on the wall that he was finished. Or at least finished on that team and possibly finished for the rest of his career as a starter. He has Justin Jefferson, obviously. He has TJ Hawkinson, obviously. He's got a fellow journeyman in Adam Thielen who might or might not actually still have any gas left. And he has Jordan Mason, a very capable, borderline, very good, starting running back who has been a backup for, a chunk of his time in the NFL, but when given the opportunity last year with Christian McCaffrey's preseason injury, and now with Aaron Jones' injury, Mason is thrust into the limelight. Mason can catch passes. He can help elevate quarterbacks. So Carson Wentz has the playmakers to be good. If Wentz completely flops this week, then it really could be. It could signal the end. For Wentz for the foreseeable future. It is quite possible at that point that Minnesota will cut ties and go try to find another backup that they can trust in. I tend to think, and maybe I'm overly optimistic about this, but I tend to think that Wentz dumping it off to Mason, dumping it off to Hawkinson, and still has an arm, he can still feed it to Jefferson, that he has enough talent around him to throw for 200 yards and, you know, a score against a beatable defense. Like it lines up pretty nicely in terms of this matchup versus, let's say, if his first game were in Green Bay, where I don't think people would really justifiably give him much of a shot. In this game, I think he does have a good shot, and it's going to tell us a lot about, in my opinion, whether Wentz can be someone who dynasty managers say, maybe he'll be a starter on a desperate team in 2024 2026, if he looks really good in 2025, even though in 24 and 23 he did nothing, even though for most of 22 he did nothing, it's not too late. And the reason why I mentioned Sam Darnold in the beginning of this podcast is because of the obvious that he spent years in oblivion, essentially, before finally making his way back into a nice contract and a starting job. Geno Smith, same thing. No one expected, and I say no one, but in a 99 percentile kind of way, that 5 years ago, Geno Smith was going to become a solid quarterback for at least two NFL seasons. We'll see what happens this year. Same thing for Sam Darnold, that after his, I think it was Carolina stint, that it seemed that his career would probably end at the age of, 25, 26 years old, whatever it was. He's had a rebirth. This is the thing about quarterbacks. And this is what makes evaluating quarterbacks so difficult, and it's what makes valuing wide receivers and, by extension, tight ends so difficult, that you never know when a quarterback thrives because he is in a system versus when he has the right playmakers versus when he is just exceptionally talented and can manufacture greatness. I think to an extent, Aaron Rodgers always would have been great no matter who the surrounding talent was. I think Tom Brady fits into that same category. There's other quarterbacks that I don't think you could say that about. I think that some are highly successful because of their system, or highly successful because of the surrounding talent that they have. And the fascinating part of it is sometimes we never know the answer. That's most of the time we never know the answer. It just doesn't work that way. With Carson Wentz, we might be able to see that he has enough talent around him where if he does well, maybe it signals that Wentz, if he's on the right team and the right, that he can be a top 20 quarterback, that maybe he just needs the right group. Or Jared Goff, in the case of the Rams, started to fade and joined Detroit and finally had a good offensive coordinator. I say finally. I mean, he had one before, but in terms of he got back on his feet, had the right kind of offensive coordinator for his skill set, the right surrounding talent. Goff became a very good quarterback, and that has prolonged his career at a time when it looked like, briefly, that he might go the way of Carson Wentz. So Wentz, to me, is one of the guys I'm watching most closely today. And not just because of his career, but also the impact he might have on wide receivers, positively or negatively, both in this game and the games to come. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow, and good luck in your games today.